The CDC reports that in 2016, around 64,000 people died from a drug overdose death, with 66.4% of those being opioid-related. This number has risen around 20% since 2015. Of the amount of people who started using heroin, 80% had first taken opioid prescriptions that a doctor had originally prescribed to them. So why are doctors prescribing so many opioids, and why do they still prescribe them so commonly? The novel Dreamland by author Sam Quinones talks about this huge shift in the drug-taking culture that was influenced by people living with chronic pain. Doctors were looking for ways to relieve chronic pain patients of their symptoms, so they started prescribing opioids, which were originally only prescribed to patients in hospice care that had cancer. When doctors started having concerns about addiction rates of opioids in patients with chronic pain, their concerns were shut down by a Purdue pharmaceutical that was making these opioids by instructing them that only around 4% of people usually developed addictions. This was a lie, as many of the representatives were lying to doctors and also trying to bribe them with incentives. Purdue has since been found guilty on these types of lies and has had to face severe consequences from the government. They have a bunch of information on their website now about how they're trying to help fight the opioid addiction by changing the way doctors are prescribing this medicine and other things. But it is still shown that 58 patients out of every 100 receive a prescription for an opioid. Since the opioid crisis is still a huge problem in our country, even though there have been changes in like the ways doctors are able to prescribe opioids and are trying to make them harder to get, I decided to do my interview with a nursing student to show the shift in education that nurses are receiving for patients who have addiction to opioids and the prescribing practices in the first place.
I'm a junior at Mount Carmel College of Nursing. I just finished my rotation at Mary Haven. They're an addiction treatment center, which is located on South High Street. Right now, they're primarily taking care of patients who are addicted to heroin.
So, McKenna, can you tell us how Mount Carmel has kind of prepared you to work with patients in addiction? Like, what did you do at your clinical in Mary Haven?
When we were first there, we would meet with the patients. They have multiple groups throughout the day, and we would run the groups and the conversation. But we got to spend an hour each of the days that we were there with them talking. It was probably one patient to about three students, and just letting them tell us their story. They seemed to really enjoy that, and just getting the chance for nursing students to hear them out and kind of see their side of things.
And what were most of their stories about?
Majority, probably 90% of the patients that I've ever encountered got addicted to pain medications from having chronic pain, an injury, or a surgery where a physician had prescribed them pain medication, and not really having like a good education about it and not knowing how to stop the drug, because after just taking it as it was prescribed, they got addicted, and then after a while that pain medication was too expensive or not really getting them high enough, and so they had to find another drug to meet that high.
And this is where heroin came in?
Yes.
So you talked about most people started heroin through using opioids prescribed by their doctor. Do you think doctors are too easily prescribing these opioids to patients, in your opinion?
Yes, I feel that they're just not educated enough. I guess that they don't even have to go through an addiction rotation throughout their program, and I find that really hard to understand how nurses have to go through an addiction rotation when we aren't even the ones prescribing any medications.
So how do doctors handle, like, helping people get clean from addiction?
Well, from what I've experienced at Mary Haven, they are, there are some doctors that are able to prescribe buprenorphine, which is known as Suboxone, or methadone, they prescribed as well. It's an opioid substitute for heroin, but doesn't give them the high. And buprenorphine or Suboxone, it does have fewer side effects than methadone does. What I find crazy is that doctors are right out of med school. After they pass their boards, they're allowed to prescribe any opioid and get these people addicted to the drugs. But there are a few amount of physicians that are certified to even prescribe buprenorphine, which will help their addiction.
Can you talk about why Mary Haven doesn't take walk-ins anymore?
They've been open since January, and at first they were able to, but there's just so many people struggling with the addiction to heroin and wanting treatment, and there's a lot of people in and out of the facility. They only have 57 beds, and so most of the time they are pretty much at capacity, and so they have to defer the patients elsewhere.
So just to wrap things up, in your opinion, how do you think we can decrease the amount of people becoming addicted to opioids?
I think just education of everybody, especially the physicians that are prescribing the drugs, they can get educated and then educate their patients when they do prescribe these opioids on kind of how to taper off of the drug so they don't get addicted. I think that's definitely lacking these days.
I 100% agree with McKenna that the only way to end this opioid epidemic is to implement more education for doctors and patients. So much shame is associated with the patients now that many don't want to seek treatment. These people place trust in their doctors just as many of us do. Communicating the associated risks of addiction might deter people from using opioids in the first place.